Ellie's wedding times are back in the news as it's been revealed that two patients waited on hospital trolleys in the Royal Victoria Hospital's emergency department for more than 29 hours. Yesterday, at the Stormont Health Committee, the Royal College of Nursing raised concerns that the health system was too focused on targets and that members of frontline staff are consistently being ignored by health service management. Let's speak to Janice Smith from the RCN. Morning to you, Janice.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your reaction to this?
Well, the Royal College of Nursing was invited to give evidence to the Health Committee yesterday. We considered that very carefully. We put our submission together, consulted with our members, and we went and we gave what we believe is an honest reflection of the views and opinions of nurses about the issues that they face within our health and social care system here.
Spell it out for us and connect with NE. What are you saying?
Well, we have got serious challenges across our emergency departments. Those have been ongoing now for some time. We all know that the problems don't arise there. They manifest themselves there, but actually they are symptomatic of problems throughout our system.
Yeah, but how bad is it? Because you know, I sometimes think to myself, there's a hospital doing wonderful work, and is this a snapshot now and again, or is this a systemic problem in NE? Which is it, in your view?
Well, nurses would say if you're a patient, one patient, and that's your experience in the department, it's one too many. So what they would say is it's under pressure all of the time, but sometimes that pressure, as it was again at the weekend, Monday and Tuesday in the Royal, is just at a level that is absolutely unacceptable. And all the investment has gone into trying to deal with the problem in the ED department when actually we need to look at solutions that are outside of hospitals in the community. And that's the issue about transforming your care. And that was the whole policy direction, that we were going to shift care from our acute hospitals into the community. And we have not done that. And as a result, we have got all of these people coming to our emergency departments, and we've got people in beds in hospitals that can't discharge to the community. And the system is really struggling.
Like, and someone's sitting on a hospital waiting trolley for 29 hours.
Just
29
totally,
hours.
Totally unbelievable.
They're sick before they went in. What would they be like after 29 hours landing on a trolley?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And trying to attend to their personal needs and to give them food and fluid to drink and to care for them on a trolley in an emergency department is just it's just unacceptable, because those departments are not designed to provide nursing care to patients. They're designed to see patients, to assess them, and to investigate them and diagnose them, and to move them on either to hospital bed or discharge them out. But they are not designed to care for patients, and it is a real struggle for nurses and the staff.
Well, look, you're from the Royal College of Nursing. Is it safe?
Well, I think that's a question that the Trust Board of that hospital have to answer. But what nurses would say is that it is not. In some occasions, no, it is not safe. How can it be safe when you're trying to nurse a patient on a trolley, and that's an inappropriate way to nurse them? I mean, patients need to be nursed in hospital beds that have been designed, and a lot of money spent designing those beds to care for patients safely in them. So, and the other thing is there's often so many patients there and not enough staff to actually make sure that you're observing and looking after people the way you should be. So on occasions, no, indeed, not safe.
Well, listening to this, the chair of the Stormont Health Committee, Maeve McLaughlin. Maeve, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's getting to the point, Maeve, where I'm wondering how often this hospital is going to be in the headlines, how often this particular hospital is going to lead the news, and it's either unfair on that hospital or there is a fundamental problem that someone somewhere quickly needs to do something about. This is a major hospital in Northern Ireland.
Well, I think there's a fundamental problem. I think there's a fundamental problem in the whole system. And I think that what we're seeing in terms of the emergency departments is only the front window of that system. And I think part of that problem is that we have a major transformation in terms of how we deliver health through the Transforming Your Care agenda. But we have simply no outcomes attached to that framework. And there is no confidence in the system as a result of having no outcomes.
You raised the issue of waiting times yesterday in the Assembly. Spell out to us what you know.
Well, my concern was that, I mean, I visited the Royal on Monday, and there is no doubt that the staff there, the frontline staff, are under extreme pressure. And the staff had contacted me, a number of them, in the course of yesterday's meeting with the Belfast Trust, and they simply said that since Sunday, the emergency department hadn't stopped, and at that stage they were aware of one case where a person was waiting over 25 hours at that point. And they were under extreme pressure, and they were effectively looking for help in relation to that. So that was raised directly with the Trust. When I raised it with the Trust had indicated that they weren't aware of what the waiting times were on that specific day, and I raised it directly with them.
And what have they said is the reason?
Well, I mean, they have said that it is a system that is busy. They have said that it is, we are a society with an aging population. However, you know, in my view, there probably isn't one quick fix to this, but what there is required urgently is an absolute review of the system in terms of what we have, what works, and what are the gaps, and basic issues like recruitment and the types of medical professions that we need to be addressed. Issues like how we filter people through our A&E.
But I've heard this before. I've heard this last year, and
oh,
indeed
absolutely.
The year before. And
absolutely.
your committee surely has a role to play here.
Yes, absolutely. Stephen, and that's why we have been on this, and we have been in the Royal, and we have been meeting with staff and meeting with unions and consistently raising this. And you're right, but unfortunately our committee do not set the policy. The department have set the policy, and you know, it's not only our committee, the Royal College of Nursing, the College of Emergency
But what
Medicine,
policy? Setting what policy?
The Transforming Your Care.
Well, here's Janice Smith, are you still with us this morning?
Yes.
Well, here's a novel thought. Maybe this is the new norm in Northern Ireland. Maybe we've just got to accept this and stop running down our hospitals when it happens. That, yes, in this day and age, with the amount of money that we as a society have, that the best we can do is that some patients will lie on a trolley for 29 hours. Maybe that is the new norm.
Why would that be the case?
Well, why would it not? Because it's happening, and it's happened before.
Well, I think the point is that we needed to learn from what happened before. But I think, and Janice and RCN raised this directly yesterday, that we have become too focused on targets to the detriment of the patient. And I think that's a very loud and clear message. Because I have a sense, Stephen, that people are so focused in not breaching a 12-hour target that in some cases people have been moved to other parts of the hospital, and in many cases, maybe to places that is not sustainable or safe. Now, that's a real challenge for us as people who are monitoring health and for people who are delivering health.
Well, I just wonder how many people think with an ageing population, with the fact that you know, we're not a society awash with cash, that this is going to be the new norm. And people here saying, why am I not calling for the minister's resignation and all this kind of stuff? It's not for me to call for his resignation. And Edwin Poots can't wave a magic wand all of a sudden. There is a societal problem here. Yes, he's the minister in charge, but what is the solution? Just to sum that up for me, Janice Smith, what is the solution?
Well, Stephen, you're making an assumption that the problems that we've got are as a result of lack of money. They may or they may not be. The college certainly can't come to a position on that at this moment in time. We do know that the economic situation is very challenged, and we know that. But it will never be acceptable to the Royal College of Nursing or to its members and registered nurses that the best that we can do for our people, particularly older people, is to care for them the way we're doing it now. We, at the outset of Transforming Your Care, totally supported that policy, a shift of care closer to patients' homes, particularly given that we were going to have more older people. The problem that we've got is we haven't seen the shift in resource, and we certainly haven't seen the model of how we're going to do that. And unless you've got a vision, you have got an actual plan of how you're going to put that, make that vision happen, and then you staff and put resources to actually make it happen, it won't happen.
I'll tell you the other problem. A hospital system, any hospital anywhere, relies as one part of its bond, one part of its relationship with a patient, is trust.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you now, there are so many headlines about the Royal Victoria Hospital that it must be a statement of fact from me that that must in some way affect a patient's perception of the hospital when they're going into it. And the Royal Victoria Hospital, as you well know, because your staff implement it, conduct some brilliant work. They save hundreds, if not thousands, of lives every single year. And so we've got to be really careful here and given the full picture.
Stephen, the people that you're talking about delivering that care are the members of the Royal College of Nursing whose views and opinions we are reflecting. What we are saying is absolutely no reflection on the attempts that they're making to provide appropriate care to people in very difficult circumstances. Our job in the Royal College of Nursing is to make sure that staff who are trying to do that are supported to do it, and that when they raise concerns, that their voices are heard.
Well, here's the final question. What's your message to the minister? How close are your nurses to breaking point?
I don't even need to give that message to the minister, Stephen, because the minister came to the college and has heard that message directly.
Well, just so that we all hear what the message is, what is it and how close are you to breaking point?
The message is that our system is currently not working, that has been played out in those emergency departments, that we need to get our heads together. We need some strong leadership and a steady hand, and we need to look at it and we need to do things differently to make a difference.
Or what?
Well, we need more services in our community. We need to be able to get people hospital care without having to go through an emergency department. We need more community nurses. We need more health physicians.
But if the system stays as it is, what's ahead of us?
It's not sustainable. Absolutely not. And going back to your point about trust, the Royal Victoria Hospital and the other hospitals in the Belfast Trust have reputations second to none. And nurses that are raising their concerns, part of raising those concerns is to maintain that reputation. It is not in any way to detract from it. And that is not what they're saying here. What they're saying is, look, folks, we can't look after our patients like this any longer. And would you please get around the table and start to realise the benefits of transforming your care.
Okay, Janice Smith, thank you. Maeve McLaughlin, thank you. Morning to you both.